This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now. And nobody better to get a little football talk going than maybe the most exciting player that the Texans have on their team right now, Woody Marks. And I'm telling you, each and every week we hear it from the people. They want to see you get more involved in the game, more touches. And it looks like you are really starting to find your way in the league right now.
Yes. Nice to meet you guys. Just really grateful to be on this team. Grateful that I get to get the touches and the team trusts me. Just keep gaining trust week by week.
Woody, what's your favorite part of the game, man? Catching a rock out of the backfield or running it downhill?
I'll say running it downhill. Kind of get to punish a lot of guys. I always get hit, so I'm going to bring a little contact to them.
Hey, Woody, it was interesting coming off the bye week. It seemed like the offense struggled a bit against Seattle, but then last week it may have been the smoothest the offense had looked, the best performance potentially of the offense. What was the difference from the Seattle game coming out of the bye Monday night as opposed to Sunday against the 49ers?
I would say everybody's just locking in on the details they got to do, coming from the quarterback to the receiver to the O-line to the running back. Just locking in, focusing on what you got to do, and then not trying to do another man's job, just trusting in your brothers that they got the preparation throughout the week. And I would say we had the best preparation throughout the week, and it led over to the game. We played like it.
Woody, what goes into that? It seems like with this year's team, it's pretty repetitive from players and coaches that, hey, man, players just need to do what they're coached to do. Or, hey, man, guys need to be locked in. Like, that seems like it seems like at this level with this particular organization, that shouldn't be such – that should be taken care of more often. Why is that constantly a thought of something that needs to be done?
I'll say it's a large playbook. You got different things coming in. It's a new skin for different guys. And I say you just got to go on yourself, by yourself, and just study yourself. We're going to make mistakes, but not just repetitive mistakes. You keep going over and over. And nobody's perfect, but we need to just tone it down. Like, from the flags and stuff, we tone that down. Not many flags ever thrown. You'll get a couple flags, but just how you react to it. I'll say just keep the same energy and not letting it go on to the next play, just playing the next play. I'll say we had a lot of mistakes. Somebody messed up, and then it just carry on.
Woody Marks, running back, rookie running back of the Houston Texans, joins the drive right here on Sports Radio 610. I think one of the things that we have really noticed, and I would say probably around the Tennessee game for us, I'm not sure what it was for you. It seems like you have gotten really comfortable in the NFL game. When do you feel the moment was that you felt really comfortable and you stopped maybe thinking and more playing?
I say the second game. Second game we played, I would say I was a little bit fast, not being patient a little bit. And then just week by week, I feel like I've been getting patient. Just going back to, like, how patient I was in college, not letting games beat me up and making me miss gaps or something. But I say that mostly in the run game. I'm in the passing game, picking up protections. It's been the same, but in the run game, just being patient.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the pass game and protections and things of that nature. This weekend, a big-time matchup for you guys obviously is the defensive front for the Denver Broncos and all the different looks. How's that preparation going for that? How different is that when you get a defense that's going to be so multiple? What does that look like this week for y'all?
We just got to follow our rules. I'll say in the running back room, we just got to follow our rules. We got to scan, we got to saw, foul man go take us to our man. They do a lot of blitz zero when they need it. When crunch time, they do a lot of blitz zero. So just keep your eyes up and studying that protection. They throw a lot of stuff at you. Be a lot of guys coming from different places. They got a lot of good guys on that defense.
All right, Woody. We appreciate you giving us your time before we let you go here, man. I want to know, man, how many people don't call you Woody? Who calls you by your government name? How many people actually go past Woody? Is it Mama? My mom still calls me Ronald, and I'd like to ask her not to. But how many people still call you by your government name?
That's a funny question. I haven't called Jaquavius since I think like elementary school.
Elementary school, so that you just been Woody straight up then, huh?
Yeah, I've been to Woody. Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, man. We appreciate you joining us, man, and good luck, man. And we've really enjoyed watching you this rookie season, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Woody Marks, who has not been called by his government name since elementary school.
Been a while. We had him on a post-game show in the preseason, and I remember hearing that story, and not asked the way that you did. I don't know. I'm shocked that grandma or somebody,
I'm telling
a distant
you,
uncle or something.
I ain't calling you. I'm not calling you ass Woody.
I mean, yeah, anything other than Woody,
you can
go to anything. Yeah,
that's
a little bit of a shock there.
No, man. Speaking of him, man, and we look at this game that, by the way, the Texans are 1.5-point favorite at home against the 6-2 Broncos. How big do you think Woody Marks is in this game coming up?
Well, I mean, Ron, I'd like to – this is another question I'd like to ask him, but we didn't really have time to get into it. I would like to think that he's going to play a big part. But I can't understand for the life of me how one game it seems like it's a heavy dose of Woody Marks in the pass game, the run game, and then one game it's like he disappears. And that, look, I understand that some games you don't run as many plays and – I would understand if Woody couldn't pass protect and, you know, if they were taking advantage of him in the game, but they don't. And so I would like to be able to answer that question. I'll be honest with you. I think at this point, I think it's a huge mistake, you know, when there's, you know, for any reason other than Woody is physically whipped and doesn't have the juice and needs a break. I mean, anything else, I don't know how you get the guy off the field, whether it's, you know, he showed that ability to bounce that ball outside on that inside run where he bounced it outside for a good run last week. Obviously, the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and make guys miss. And, I mean, he's the only guy on this offense. Now, with Nico coming back, then it changes a bit. But he's the only guy on this offense last week that every time he touches the football, run, I sit on the edge of my seat. I think there's a chance that he might bounce this one. He might cut back across the grain. He might make a guy miss and go get us 15 or 20 extra yards. He's that dude. And so I just don't know how you justify taking him off the field unless he just physically can't go and needs a break. So I would like to think that we're going to see a lot of Woody Marks moving forward.
Yeah, a major impact in the last game, right?
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Running the football. I mean, who knew that he was going to look more like Christian McCaffrey did than Christian McCaffrey did. Right? He's over 60 yards rushing and has 50 yards receiving in that game. So you would think, that he would be a major part. But to your point is that maybe kind of goes into that game plan offense that they run. That it is surprising to me that sometimes the game plan offense not only is – This is what we're going to attack. But sometimes it seems like the game plan offense also includes people and players.
Yeah.
Like certain players like that we are – like even if you're in a game plan offense, I would think that Nico, I think right now today, Woody Marks, Dalton Schultz, those three guys would be guys that whatever the game plan is, it may, change. But it still shouldn't include those guys being a major impact.
I mean, if you look at the remarks that have been made by everybody involved following games where, some of those things could be in question, there's clearly not a concerted effort to get one particular player the ball over the other. D'Amico Ryans has got defensive about the Nico Collins question, but like just throwing the ball his direction is not what I'm talking about, right? I mean, when I'm talking about getting guys involved is, Nico Collins should be involved in the screen. He should catch one or two screens every game. He should be involved in the play action game. As you see, he is involved quite a bit. If you're going to take a shot, you should find a way to get him deep. He's the guy that can go make big plays. And he should be involved in that wide receiver run game if you do have that in the system. I mean, in the game plan. So big picture, you look at that and you go, it should happen every game. Well, that's sporadically throughout the season. And you look at Woody Marks. I mean, what game was that at home? Was it the Tennessee game?
Tennessee is the breakout game. Yeah, multiple touchdowns.
I mean, you look at that game in itself. I mean, just football 101. You go, we got to get that guy more touches. We got to get him in the game so that we can get the ball to him in the pass game as well as in the run game. And we found something. Let's use that guy moving forward. And then, the next game he disappears and doesn't have as many touches and does it. Now, again, I understand you're facing different circumstances.
Yeah, seven touches the next game.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is like
24 yards.
After that Tennessee game, I'm going to go to Woody Moore. My next game plan is without a doubt, how many especially with guys that are injured, how many different ways can I get Woody Marks touches in a game? He's going to have seven rushes himself.
He went from 21 touches against Tennessee where he had 69 yards rushing and a touchdown, and then he had four catches, 50 yards, and a receiving touchdown.
100-plus total yards.
To seven carries.
You spoke of Christian McCaffrey. Those are Christian McCaffrey-type numbers.
To seven carries for 24 yards the next game.
Yeah. I mean, that is my complaint with this game plan offense. And the interesting thing is when you ask these guys about it, they'll try to convince you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
That they are getting those guys ball, that kind of deal. So I personally think that's one thing that like D'Amico, in a sense of D'Amico getting, what does D'Amico Ryan's offense look like moving forward, whether it's Bobby Slowick or Nick Cayley or whoever it may be. Like one of those things that D'Amico has to get a good understanding for whoever's calling plays for his squad is we've got to get guys that have the hot hand and guys that have unique skill sets and the ability to be explosive. You got to focus on getting them touches. You just simply can't afford not to. Now there may be a year where D'Amico builds an offensive system, like the roster, where it don't matter who you throw it to. You got Diggs over here. You got Tank Dell over here. You got
just hit
Nico
the open
Collins
guy.
Over,
they,
then you can
because they all open. Yeah.
Well, then you can go. Well, hey man, I understand the balls go around. Like it's hard. It's hard to think there ain't enough balls to go around with this squad right here. You ought to really be able to dial in on some of your top playmakers, and I think Woody's one of those guys. So we'll see.
Well, speaking of the person who is in charge of trying to get the footballs to everybody that needs to get there, I got
get
you,
the
Tyler.
Balls to them. Man.
I
get
got
the balls
you.
To
nah,
them.
The footballs to everybody.
Grab yours and get thee to them.
Is Nick Cayley just? You just really just went for it, didn't you? Nick Cayley.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.